Hey, I'm Jack.
And I'm Chad. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be wondering, where can I get my hands on the rulebook to this amazing game they're playing?
Well, you're in luck, because Legends, the superhero role-playing game, is now available for purchase on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, select comic and game stores, and even off our website, www.matchplaygames.ca.
So if you've ever dreamt of battling injustice, pick up a copy of Legends, the superhero role-playing game. The world can always use another superhero. Previously on Legends, a superhero story.
Slick looks down and says right to Dart, I knew you'd lead us to them. Now you got two and we got two. I guess you're the tiebreaker. Drone looks down at you. She goes, all right, fool staff, ready for round two? And she winks at you and she just reaches out her gauntlet and she blasts you, one-shots you. And Bob goes, oh no!
Willie decides to go straight back at
Didridude
and bite him right on his sack.
Bite those balls.
Bite those balls.
Bite those balls.
Bite the balls.
Bite the balls.
I don't think Didridude is as endowed as Willie thinks he is, so he just completely misses and undershoots. Yeah, Freezer Burns' turn is going to blast Pat again.
Oh yeah, I'm
damn
done. You're done?
Oh yeah.
Dart, you can hear in the distance, you can hear sirens coming. And this is the last time we're going to go easy on you. Stay out of our way, and who knows? You may live to see the next Bliss family Christmas. Get in my way again, and they'll be mourning two lost daughters. Not that they ever cared for me. And she grabs the other three and goes, poof. If you like, we'll tidy up here. You guys can go get seen to by medical services, and then we can debrief at Chalky's later. Does that work?
Sure.
We'll see you at Chalky's.
Okay.
Thanks, Manny.
Take care of yourselves.
Thanks, Manny.
Even though Slick slipped through their fingers one more time, I think things are coming to a head.
All right, we are back.
Are you ready to rumble?
It's been a while, guys. Good to see you again.
Yes, it has. It's been a minute.
Yeah. Welcome back to the table.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were actually doing the rare two-shot tonight.
A doubleheader, if you will.
Yeah, so...
Back.
Does anybody want to do the recap of how you guys got your butts kicked again?
Well, I got one-shotted, so I was out pretty much the entire episode.
Yeah, yeah. Reggie. I'm not going to make any of those comments again, are you?
No,
anyways, for those of you who heard it from last time. So welcome back. Quick recap. We had a little showdown with Slick and the other members of the Fallen. Didn't work out so well.
They're called the Fallen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Maddie talked to you about that.
Yes.
I shouldn't be surprised, actually, because you got the message from JT Lancer and 3 seconds later tried to relay it to the group, and you were like, he has nice hair.
I know. It's just...
He's blinded by good looks.
So just yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Just to reiterate. So when they broke Slick out of the convoy that was taking her to the playpen.
Yes.
Maddie mentioned that they were members of the Fallen, and then they started a bit of a crime spree
around the place. Yes. Thank you. Yes. The thing is, and this just for people so that they can go into the inner world of Aster. I was always hoping that she was actually being kidnapped, but no, she a bad person.
She's willing.
She's clearly totally willing. She is.
So we'll just jump right back in where we left off. So Maddie said that they were going to clean some stuff up and they'd meet you back at Chalky's.
Yes.
So everybody will hand wave, but you guys can all go back up to full health. Falstaff and Reggie, Falstaff and Paramount, thank you. You were seen to by emergency services and medical services at the boathouse. And so you head back to Chalky's, and what do you guys want to do?
Well, I want to have some of Chalky juice, because that stuff always makes me feel better anyway. So
I'm having a beer.
So you walk in, and Chalky's behind the bar, and Artie's there, and he says, oh, blimey, you look bloody terrible.
Thanks, Artie.
Thank you, Artie.
It looks like you've been hailed, but Crikey. No, that's not the right one.
Oh, no. And we all turn on him immediately.
Right. And he whips out his didgeridoo that looked like a broom.
That's right. Oh,
Didgeridoo broom.
But he says, yeah, do you want the usual?
Oh, double usual. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Yeah. So he gets you a couple of Olympus Blues and puts an order of nachos in.
Yes.
Oh, the nachos.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I greatly appreciate it.
So I kindly ask, hey, do you have doggy bags?
Doggy bags?
Yes. So like carry out boxes?
Takeaway.
Oh, boxes? You'd like to take some of Chalky's stuff with you?
Yes, I would.
Oh, aren't you a healer? Sorry. Sorry. I'm just joshing you. Yeah. Sorry. Man, I am all over England. I'm everywhere. I'm Liverpool.
Wrexham.
No, actually, Wrexham's in Wales.
Well, anyway, I was just wondering, can we take takeout from Chalky's?
I
thought we talked about this once. We did.
Yeah. It was like a little bit of jerky or something once or twice. Yeah. But yeah, a couple pieces, but nothing major. No, because that kind of defeats the purpose of having a healer on the team. And who doesn't want to spend stamina on you guys?
That was the plan.
No, I'm just saying, I can't trust dice, and Chalky's food always goes like, oh, you get back hold of your health.
Well, not all. It's only just kind of tops you up.
Okay.
So Artie puts a round on the table and goes and gets the nachos started. And what would you guys like to do?
Oh, I'm going to text Bert and just kind of let her know what happened to us as well. Back at our headquarters.
And I think you've got Badger's number. We can text him.
Sure.
Maybe we should get Badger in here too.
Want to be a part of this. That's for sure.
I go ahead and put it.
Okay. So hang on. Let's do Reggie first. So you text. Okay. What exactly?
I just said basically, hello, Bert. Hope you're doing well. We just got our asses handed to us. It's not your fault. It was none of your gadget's problems. We just got destroyed. I'm just like rambling.
We noticed.
I'm just basically saying we got our ass kicked is all I'm really saying.
So you get a...
You know what I do is I go to that and then I delete it all. You know, and she's looking at it and you know how it'll have the little thing and then it goes away and then it comes back and then it goes away.
Phone starts to ring.
Okay.
And I answer. Bert. She goes, Reggie, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to say that we just had a fight. And
oh my gosh, are you okay?
No, we got our asses handed to us, but...
Hang on a second. Let me put on the news. Wow.
Yes.
Thank right you. There. It's all there's right there
sand.
For you.
Are you being dragged through the sand?
Yes.
There's your
it's
ass.
Very itchy. It's still itchy.
Are you guys okay?
Well, we're back at Chalky's, our little bar that we go to, and you're welcome to join us if you wish, but...
Yeah, sure. I'm just about finished up here. Sure, I'll head down. And she knows where it is, because, again, it's been several months. You guys did extra training and that sort of thing, and so she's well aware of where Chalky's is and stuff. So, yeah, I'll... You know what? That'd be nice. I'll head down shortly.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
Click. Off.
So I text...
Badger.
I text, you up?
What should I eat? You know me. What? I'm up for anything. What are we doing?
Maybe up a wall.
And that's how he texts. Yeah, it's amazing. He texts with a French accent.
Yeah, a terrible French accent. I can see that. And I go like, okay, we're at Chalky's. See you here.
That's it?
Oh, you're a man of few words, Astor. I will be there soon.
This is what texting should look like.
Yeah, I'm an old guy. I don't know.
I will see you soon.
Okay.
Mon chéri.
Yeah.
And then he has custom made emojis that show like kissing on both cheeks.
So Badger's coming.
Bert's on the way. Badger's on the way.
And
what about Gary?
Yeah. I was just going to ask if you wanted to text Gary.
I think that Dart right now is staring into the middle distance over a double whiskey, just neat, just staring into space.
But what kind of whiskey?
The one that gets you drunk.
This is just curious. This is
the one that gets you drunk. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It would be
Fireball.
No, the worst one that came to mind.
That's the that's Birdie Juice whiskey. Fireball or Sambuca.
That's rough. No.
We never get birdies, so it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Back sober.
Yeah, I think she just sort of walked up to the bar and just kind of put two fingers out and just went, whiskey, please.
I think to be fair,
doesn't know what she's drinking, just is accepting that it's going to help somehow.
I think Chalky and Artie know you guys so well that he sees you walking in and you walk up to the bar and he just has the glass waiting there for you.
And I just cradle it and walk back, sit down, stare, sip every once in a while.
Okay.
Okay, then I text Artie, or not Artie. Hey, Artie, he's just right over there. No,
hello. Oh, what is that now? Hello. Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello. Cheerio.
Jesus.
God, no, I'll text.
Hello, Governor. What's happening?
Oh, I'm worried.
What's all this then?
You were going to use the international translator voice changer that is one of the toys that we got.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's what it
exactly.
is.
No, I'll text Gary. Say, hello, Gary. Why don't you join us for ribaldry? What the hell am I saying?
Revelry?
Revelry here at Chalky's.
Nice. So did you guys, win?
Come on,
Revelry means no. It's a celebration. Did you finally get her? That's rad.
Just send him a picture of me staring into middle distance.
Damn. She looks bummed.
Yeah, why don't you come and join us?
What the fuck am I doing texting at the voices?
I think it helps. I think it gives in the movies when they show the text up here, I think that's kind of like that.
So I'm just basically saying, come on and join us.
You could be doing all of them with just the generic Siri voice, and that wouldn't help at all.
Wow. She looks bummed.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
cool. That's awesome. I'll be there soon. Also, Reggie.
Yeah.
Your fly's down. Made you look.
Over text. Damn you.
Classic Gary move.
Classic Gary.
So over the next little bit, Badger shows up and Bert shows up, Gary shows up, and this is actually one of the first times that, I mean, it's happened before because we did the Secret Santa and that sort of thing with Gary and Badger, but Bert's there as well and Chalky and Artie, and I think over the past few months, this has kind of become sort of a family within a family. Like, you guys are all, you know, you're working closely together and everybody's together. And let's just, Pat gets a text from Maddie saying that she'll be there very soon. And hopefully we can get to the bottom of this whole slick thing and try to put it behind us. So.
And I pass that out to everybody. And so we're sitting around having a
drink. You're sitting around. They've put a couple of tables together and it's, you know, it's a slow night. There's nobody else really in there. So Chalky and Artie, they keep the drinks coming and the nachos flowing. And what do you guys want to do?
Well, revelry, as it were,
revelry
of the circumstance. The
ribaldry.
Yeah. We've still got a threat out there that we obviously can't handle ourselves as a foursome, so we need to try and figure out a way what we can do as a group or a larger group, pool our resources. I mean, we have to get back to Benning and see if there's anything there, and before we go jumping off into the next adventure, we might want to have our tools and our and maybe a plan put together, because we kind of have an idea of what they do. Maybe we should go on the offensive.
That sounds like a good plan, but I will say, you haven't really attacked her or had a fight with her with me. I will kick her ass.
I interject there and I say, Badger, my good friend.
We
are you still in contact with Gumdrop and Abrams?
I have not talked to them in a few months, my friend.
Yeah.
They are, how do you say, inconsolable. They feel terrible.
I just was thinking having their unique skills on our side in this battle would be...
Yes, he's fucking strong.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That was kind of the word I was thinking, yes.
I could try to talk to him, but it has been months.
Okay, and while I'm having that, I'm also keeping an eye on Dart out of the corner of my eyes as she drinks herself into insensibility.
So I think with that, actually, Gary's kind of sidled up next to Dart, and he's keeping a pretty close eye on her as well.
I want to say I'm not drinking a lot. I'm just
drinking continuously,
little sips, and then staring off for like a good 3 minutes. And then have a little sip. So, okay. So like a double would last.
Okay.
I've only perhaps had two or three.
Okay.
Okay.
Doubles.
Only
two or three. Over how long? I'm assuming this has been like 2 hours.
It's been like 17. Yeah, that's it.
So Aster is drawing on a napkin, right? Mm-hmm. And so... So he goes like, okay, so this is what I don't get.
No, it's okay.
Take a moment. It's
sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Coach has an injured hand, and Tash just, do you swat it? Or
no,
you...
he had his hand on the arm of my chair, and then I moved it by accident, and his hand slipped off, and he dramatically slapped his leg. And so I went, okay, and I picked his arm up and dramatically put it back on the arm of the chair, forgetting that he had a smushed hand.
It's okay.
Acting injuries, folks. Yeah. Acting injuries.
The theater is very dangerous.
It is a very dangerous profession. Anyways, okay, so let's recap.
Well, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, but I say, like, let's recap. No, seriously, what has happened before?
Tell me. You gotta get those eyes. It's too bad you can't see this, people are listening. It's just like, Aster's checking the room out is very, very...
Yeah, weird. It's like...
When he says, let's recap, he's like pleading with other people.
He looks directly at me.
No. Okay, no. I'm trying to put words in. I'm much more clever in Spanish, I swear.
You keep saying that. But
this is true.
You can rattle off some Spanish,
so
and we'll do an auto translate.
Something funny.
It is. No,
Aster, anyway. Aster, I'm pretty clever in Spanish, too.
Yes, I'm sure you are. No, but anyway, okay, so Karen is in... here's the thing. Like, all of her messages are always competing with you, with Dart, which, while it makes sense dramatically... it's like I'm acknowledging Chad's storytelling abilities.
He stared at me with daggers when he said dramatically.
No. I mean, it works. It works dramatically. Are they trying to upstage us? Are they just? Do they just want to do chaos? I mean, they attacked the Tomorrow's Children's, right? So what are we doing now? We're doing a train massage train. Sorry. Apparently,
yeah. I don't know what's going on here. Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm just trying to figure out what is it that they're after. It's the thing, you know. It's like, are they just like they? Do they just want to see the world burn? Like, what is it that they're after? They're not working with Tomorrow's Children. They feel somewhat
obvious.
Proud of destroying the Elementals or beating the Elementals.
Definitely, yeah.
So Maddie chimes in at that, and she says, in the past, the Fallen as a group has always been... They're all people who started out trying to be superheroes, and they found that it's just for whatever reason, it was too hard. It was much easier to not make the big sacrifice, that just look out for number one and to use their powers for personal gain and that sort of thing. And so they've always been an organization that looked out for themselves, that stole items and then sold them, that sort of thing. I get the feeling that with Slick's involvement, and again, they're always looking for new recruits. So I'm sure they saw, because Slick's arrest was publicized, I'm sure they saw her as, you know, number one draft pick.
Yeah.
That being said, there's some baggage there. And I think the overriding competition with with Terry has you know, yielded some of these other instances. But I will say they still have stolen from places. They still have broken in. Like before, they were doing that before when you guys were, mm-hmm. before they went after your houses and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They're still performing criminal acts and stealing things and that's and banks and technological companies and that sort of thing, but as well as they did the Tomorrow's Children stuff.
Well, then Madison is
Maddie's fine.
Sorry,
Reggie.
And touche. She
just gives Pat a little fist bump.
Touche. So you had mentioned their leader. Glare or ugh. Something along that line.
Yes,
how would he be thinking about this then? Is this
I don't he's a piece of shit.
No.
He's in it for himself. He's a trust fund brat. The irony is he has a great, his power set is quite impressive and he could be quite formidable. But it was always too hard for him. He wanted the easy way. And I think as long as he's getting his share, he's not fussed with what happens.
Okay.
I think the issue is that Slick or Alyssa, I don't know that she's taking the easy way, but she's so against whatever I'm doing that like she's making this extremely hard on herself despite it being the quote unquote easy way. And I don't know that she's going to be happy on either side of things until whatever she wants done to me is done. So I think she's just doing these bank robberies, these, like, I guess to her, what would be minor, what's the word? Like
felonies.
Yeah. A minor felony. Kind of to pass the time and to get these guys on her side. So whatever she wants done to me and to our group, she's got the best chance to do it. She's got them on her side. They're just a means to an end.
Well, what are the other elements? What are the other groups out there? And I'm thinking about groups like the Dynamos or Vanguard, or like, how are they feeling about this? So we haven't really talked with any of the other groups or any of the other elements in New Olympus at all. I'm just trying to think of anything that might help that we can use to our advantage.
I can't speak for the other groups, and I don't mean for this to come across the wrong way. This is a little below the Vanguard's pay grade, and quite honestly, the Dynamos, a lot of them have other things they're work. I mean, everybody has their own thing, right? And that's a terrible way to put it. And I don't want it to come across as it being, you know, putting anybody down or anything, but everybody has their focus.
Yeah.
And for good or ill, this is kind of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and certainly, you know, we can certainly call people in and that sort of thing. I mean, the Vanguard is always willing to help. I know the Dynamos are always willing to help. There's the Demigods, you know, I don't know that we've come to that point yet. Again, you've had a couple of instances where you've got a pretty bad beating, but you know, looking around the table here, you're nothing to be sloughed off. Like I say, we try to find her and put her down. And Badger slams his beer mug into the table. He goes, "Goddamn right! That's exactly what we should do. We should put her down like a dog."
Okay.
Ooh. I mean, or...
Don't rain on my parade, Astor!
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, okay, so here's the thing, though. Every single time that they've beaten us, it's because, you know, a little meta comment, we've been dicing like
craps,
which is kind of funny because, you know,
craps.
Yeah.
Badger exactly. says, "Astor, why are you rolling dice in the middle of a fight? Maybe that's your problem. You're not focused on the right thing."
Right. But we're always in the middle of something and they appear, right? Like that is something. So what if we set them up? What if we put things so that we are that we have the higher ground, if you will, you know, and
draw
we,
them in.
We can, you know, draw them out, and you know, that maybe that can give us a certain, you know, level of advantage over it, right?
I think you're on the right track.
Yeah. And I go like, yeah.
We choose the battleground is essentially
exactly,
what you're saying.
Exactly, yes. I mean, we definitely need to do more prep. Like, I would love, I turn to Matt and I go like, I would love just to understand how drones' technology work, or is she just a technopath? Like, I would love to figure out a bit, you know, how that works, see if we can disrupt it. I would love to see if someone's voice might counteract, you know, the little horny thingy, you know.
Sorry, the little horny thingy.
The didgeridoo. Right?
I just went in a completely different direction with that, Caesar.
Everybody did.
Yes, I definitely need.
Willie did have a thing for balls. I know.
I think we definitely need more still prep, does. Is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like we like that black armor thing, like that Sleek does, like. Is there any way to counter it? Or?
So you guys know that, again, because you all train together, so her power, she has a darkness control power.
Yes.
And her armor manifests itself through the darkness control, so she can cover herself completely with this black goo.
Yes.
And that's also where her power blasts come from and that sort of thing. Yeah. So you know, you're well aware of what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but what I'm saying is we need to figure out a way to make our powers counteract theirs.
Yes.
Right. What if I'm just spitballing here? Next time she tries to do that, you put a force field over her.
She can pop out of it.
Okay. Can't. Well, it's not a perfect plan.
No, I thought about
but,
it.
But if she was to go through it, like, would she have to pass through the force field in order? Like, is the teleportation moving through
the force
space
fields?
Still?
Don't stop her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nothing stops her.
Nothing stops her.
And or so it seems. And that's one of the things with Bert.
I was just going to ask Bert.
Yeah.
What about this kid who teleports? When we were on the at the opera, I teleported with him. What's his name? Yeah.
Are you really sure you want to bring a minor into a battle like this?
No, I want to bring a legend. I want to bring a hero.
Pop Rocks.
This is what I'm saying. Pop Rocks. Thank you. Yes.
Well, he was a good kid.
I don't want to kill him. I'm just trying to counteract.
Are you really sure you want to bring a child into
a
battle?
No, I want to come up
with
a plan. What I want is to come up with a plan. This is what we need. We need to do, you know... Figure out some way to beat them.
So, like, so Bert pipes up at this point, and she says, "Usually, just so everybody knows, like usually with a teleportation style power, it's not that they're even moving in their molecules or their atoms through this dimension. It's usually
phase.
It's usually it's they step into a, you know, they go into, I mean, it's instantaneous into a pocket dimension. That's why they're able to teleport out of a force field, because they're not going through it.
Right.
They're literally going to a different dimension, a different place, and then coming out at a different place.
Right.
Now, I don't know. I only saw what I saw on the news with that, the little purple kid. But I'm assuming that's what, because even the sound that he makes, I think it's like, That popping sound, you know, it's like in the comics, that X-Men character where he makes a bamf sound. It's because the air implodes on the empty
around
space
them,
now,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So from a teleportation standpoint, if there was a way that you could block that somehow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If the so we'd have to figure out how she moves from one through the pocket dimension, if she's phasing, like if she actually shifts time and light, or if she's actually doing just time, or because there's a couple of different ways you can go from one dimension to another, not from personal experience but from research. But there has to be there's a frequency that or something that should be able to either partially block her or slow her down in some fashion. So to Bert's point, she's not going through something, but she's changing herself so that she can pass around it, out of it, with not leaving any residue. Because that's what I was thinking, is that if we could figure out, if we had some of the black, or if we had some of slick, that we could figure out what she was made up of, then we could give it off to Bert and she could...
Okay, wait. So, okay, if she moves through another dimension and then she comes back into this dimension, what if we put in I'm going to mispronounce this horribly, a rope, what if we tie her up, is what I'm saying, and someone holds the other end of the rope?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, so to tether her.
Tether her. Thank you.
Would it be kind of cut off, or would it just go with her? Or
she teleports with other stuff.
Yeah.
But she takes all of it. She doesn't leave part of it in. So to tether.
Right.
To,
so is there a range to that?
Yeah, Bert, you look like you're going to say something.
She says, give me a minute. And she goes up to the bar, and she says to Chalky, can I have some paper, please? And Chalky hands her over some paper. And she goes, "Just give me a minute." And so she's working on at the bar. She's scribbling furiously on the paper. Badger then pipes up, and he says, "How did we find her before?"
We
found her apartment. Nobody knew what was her apartment. But how the hell did we find her before? I don't remember.
JT Lanza told us.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did the pretty boy know where she was?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I guess we could find out.
Anybody got his number?
I do.
Everybody puts up their hand.
Yeah. it's hard to forget, 1-800 so hot. Or whatever his phone number was.
Yeah. So, yeah, we could...
And Gary's like, I think you guys are on the right track with the idea of, like, trying to track her or something like that. And, you know, I just don't want to see Terry hurting anymore.
Oh, that's so nice, Gary.
Thanks. Could I borrow $5? No.
What an absolute 180.
Tracker.
I would like to go up to Bert and Raoul's point. If we had a bit of, and to your point, Pat, if we had a bit of slick, could we track? Could we figure out what's going on? Could we track her with that? I have the same components. We're sisters.
DNA.
Is there a way to use DNA?
DNA.
So Bert is working on something furiously on the paper, and in the short period of time that she's been at the counter, she has like 12 pieces of paper done and equations on it and diagrams and all sorts of stuff. And she said, actually, Terry, I don't think you'd need that.
Okay.
If we know where she'll be, she said, I think... we do a feedback loop. If she...
Go on.
She keeps getting away because she teleports away. So, don't let her teleport away.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
If you have a chute and you throw a ball into a chute and the chute is aimed back at where it came from, she can't get away.
So we have to... We need to be able to control how she's teleporting so we can control where she's coming out.
We need to make the pocket dimension into a chute.
Of sorts.
Or just do like a feedback loop.
Yeah.
I could do that. It'll take some time, but I could do that.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, I could kiss you, but that's brilliant.
This is why we have an HR department.
You're a little older than me.
Well, that's
and
true.
Smell like
I,
sand.
I just said I could. I didn't say I would.
And also, you have sand all over you.
And, well, yeah, so I'm still shaking that out. There might be a seashell or something in there, too, because it's rather scratchy.
And as we reach the Schaefer. Better Living Through Chemicals portion of our show, have we, Maddie, do we have any of the yellow booster, the liquid that takes powers away?
She says, no, I don't have any of that. That's been
banned,
investigated and at a much higher level.
And much higher. Do you think maybe Bob might have access to some?
Well,
she says, Bob? Who's Bob?
Oh, Bob says Falstaff's best friend.
Yes, my friend Bob.
I can.
Tomorrow's Children?
The Tomorrow's Children kid.
Tomorrow's Children, you...
have effectively been shut down. They don't have anything.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
We're not going to take your felonious route. And then, but I'm giving you a little wink, and I say that.
Okay.
You can get shots for felonious root.
Yes.
Or an ointment.
Mm-hmm. Or an ointment. Yeah.
But
also, we need to test Willie for depth perception because, you know, he can't keep missing like that.
Yeah, well, it has everything to do with his ability to roll, as you well know, but he'll roll better. Because once he's the didgeridoo is lucky he didn't get his claws into his man parts.
Yes.
Willy on Willy.
Okay, then. Okay, so, speaker girl is gonna work on the... Because she's pioneer. Do I need to... These are the jokes.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
My that's Jesus.
Wow.
Oh,
these are the God. Jokes, people.
I wow. thought you just forgot her name, and you're like, I don't know, the one that was speaking, Speaker Girl.
The email's no. called. They want their reference back.
Okay. Yeah, okay, no, well, Lewis and Clark there.
Very nice.
Okay, well, yeah, well, while she's working in that, let's talk location. Isn't the gym a pocket dimension?
Yes.
Who are you asking?
It is.
I'm thinking out loud.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
And the... Yeah.
Chucky.
So if it's a pocket dimension, what happens if we close that pocket dimension? No, she could still want to...
No, because when we were practicing, she was learning how to...
Yes. So sorry.
But...
Sorry.
Please go on. Coming back a little bit, you were talking about the yellow boosters. Not going to use those, but... There are power dampening options that Maddie might have access to.
They don't. It's not, just so you guys know, it's not something that's necessarily readily available.
Mm-hmm.
Like protector units, they do have them. It's not something, and that's this is a game thing. It's just far too easy to just do power dampening all the time.
Yeah.
So you could maybe get your hands on like, and Maddie could say, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Maybe we, if we get a refreshment on when supervillains actually get caught, where do they get put?
Oh, the playpen.
The playpen.
Right. So could we not end the shoot the playpen?
That's not the way to go.
No. Well, and Bert kind of sticks her head up and says, I don't think it would be that precise.
Okay.
It's a matter of just kind of giving a reverb or a feedback into the same location. I wouldn't be able to, I don't think at least, I don't think I would be able to direct it to a different location.
Okay.
It's a different thing just doing a feedback loop. Back,
yeah.
Yeah.
And directing it. Okay. Well,
what do you need from us, Bert? Do you need anything? Or can I just keep drinking till I...
Oh, just keep drinking, Pat. It's all good.
That's what I'm doing at this point.
Well...
Yes.
He's got a designated driver, I think.
It's Willie.
Yeah. Willie's having a couple of nachos.
Okay,
reviewing Shakespearean monologues again because I can't think of anything else.
I think if we are all in agreement that we should set up a trap for them, I think that we could use the wind elemental that we have in custody as bait.
Just like in Hamlet.
Because, you know, that seems like something that would attract Slick's particular attention to try to, you know.
That's true. We could kind of fabricate a jailbreak for the wind elemental. And because they got they were so proud of getting the others, then.
But weren't they using the elements to draw us out?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Well, so is someone going to call JT Lancer and, you know.
Everybody did.
Oh, but he didn't pick up?
You guys never called him.
Yeah.
You said, who has his number? So we all got his number. No one ever called him.
Give him a call.
Give him a call then.
What is up, super friends?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to the mid-show showbreak show with Seahad
and me.
Seahad and me. That's right. That's the, what do we say? That's the CW show that's coming.
No.
This fall on the CW.
No,
I'm sure I said
no,
CW.
No. Yeah.
And then we threw up afterwards.
We would know that's getting this exact same reaction. We would not be
much,
a CW show.
Pretty much. Be like a Seahad and me.
Well, like what type of show is this?
It's like a Lifetime.
What?
I don't know.
Is it like a, I feel like it's like a, I don't know. I feel like it, I don't know. What genre is this?
Okay, let us know. Let us know in the Discord. what Seahad and me, what sad, horrible.
Like, is it like a sitcom? I feel like it would be a sitcom. It must be a sitcom.
You think so?
I feel like it's
a sitcom. You think we're that funny?
I think I'm that funny.
Oh my God. All right, fair enough. Anyways, welcome to the Mid-Show Showbreak Show. Thank you so much for listening to Legends, A Superhero Story. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for downloading the show or subscribing to the show or maybe reviewing the show. All of those things. We're hoping everybody's doing all those things. Big shout out to our editor, Matt. Thank Woo! You so much. Also to Emily for putting this all together Woo! At the end on the Mid-Show Showbreak Show and my little pre-show announcement and all that kind of fun stuff.
That's what I do.
Really appreciate it. Also, big thanks out to Connor in our Patreon. Sorry, we missed Connor a couple months ago. So big shout out to Connor. Thank you so much for your support. It means a lot. Thank you to all of our patrons. And thank you for listening. We really, really, that's what we do it for. So tell a friend. I'm looking at Emily and she's just staring blankly at me.
I'm really tired. I'm sorry.
Emily hosted dinner today.
I hosted Easter for the first time.
Yes. It was lovely.
I made a ham.
She did. They did make a ham. Ham and...
in the slow cooker. It was super easy. I feel like I can't even like be proud of it because I literally just tossed it in the thing and let it sit for 6 hours. Like... highly recommend slow cooker ham. It was the easiest thing I've ever done. I rolled up my butt out of bed early in the morning. Not even that early to do it. Like...
it was still delicious.
I vacuumed though, so I'll take credit for that.
There you go. Perfect. Anyways, yeah. So we're actually coming to the end of this arc, and we'll be doing a Q&A coming up on the first two arcs, the Origins arc and the most current one. So if you have any questions, please make sure you can drop them in the Discord if you like, or you can email them to us at info@matchplaygames.ca and we'll get those questions answered for you.
What kind of questions do you want people to ask?
You can ask anything. You can ask...
well, that's not comedic. That's not a funny response.
How do you put up with...
hey.
How do you put up with Robin and the Willy jokes?
Okay, yeah. Ew.
Right? That's the number one question people want to know, I think. People stop me on the street. How do you put up with Coach and the Willy jokes?
Yikes.
Yeah. Anyways, any question we'll do, we'll be sure to answer those for you. And we'd love to hear from you. So... thanks again for listening. Please remember to download, share, subscribe. Please, feel free to write a review. We would love that kind of feedback as well. And tell a friend. We don't have a big advertising. We don't have any kind of advertising budget. So everything we do is word of mouth. So you are the way that we're getting this little game out there. So thank you so much for that, for your continued support.
Y'all rock.
Absolutely, you rock. So thank you so much. And until next time.
Stay vigilant.
And I smile wryly and I go like, here you go, gorgeous. And I call him.
Hey, it's JT.
Hey, handsome. what you been up to?
Just doing my hair.
Yes, I can tell.
Don't tell Pat.
Yeah.
I get it done somewhere else. Don't tell Pat.
I will not. Yeah, I can, your hair secrets are safe with me. And we were wondering, we just got beaten again, one could say, if one were truthful, by the Fallen and Slick. And, we're trying to come up with a plan, and we wanted to know if you had any intel that you might want to share with us.
Intel about Slick?
Yes, and the Fallen.
Intel like what? Like
Like who are the members of the Fallen?
No. We know that. We want to know where they are. We want to know what they're planning.
Okay. Well, you got to say that.
I take the phone. I take the phone from Earl, and I say, "Hey, JT, it's Terry."
Hey, Terry.
She giggles.
The whole table. Giggles. You said, "Hey, handsome," when he answered.
But I say a lot of things.
It's like a Gaston moment here right now.
Yeah.
You helped us out tracking my sister down before.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that might help us find her again this time?
Well, that actually, I think I mentioned back then, that wasn't me. I got that information from Calvin, who is the controller at Heroes Inc.
Great.
You guys might have seen him at Berg's funeral. He was the African-American fellow in the wheelchair with the huge guy behind him. He's one of the smartest. I mean, no offense to Bert, because it's a whole different mindset, but he's one of the smartest guys around. Like, he has his eye on everything in town.
Is he approachable? Like, I'm not on the phone.
Ask him if he's approachable.
Yeah. Do you think we can probably contact him directly, or is this something that's going to have to go through you as our little,
would Richard,
as our middleman?
If you want to meet up, I would suggest you go and see him in person. I'll get you a time.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
She hands
and
it up.
Hand it back to you.
Yeah.
So you can say any cute little goodbye.
Okay. Well, see you around. And he's already hung up. Right?
I thought you were going to say bye. Love you.
He says, thanks for coming back on the line, Muffin.
I love you. Bye.
Okay.
Okay. And so, now we wait, or what? Well, does she relate to us what just happened, or was he in speaker?
Yeah.
Or what?
I just spoke with JT. He's got a connection that might be able to find us out more for the location of Slick or Alyssa, I guess. Okay.
Did he ask about Falstaff?
No, okay. Actually.
What the hell are you going with this?
Aster, stop it. Yeah.
You know, don't. Okay. Okay.
What's going on here?
Okay. And okay. So.
No, he's all business. He's going to get us a time
for fuck's sake.
To connect with someone who can help us out named
and
Calvin.
Your phone buzzes.
I check it.
He says tomorrow noon. Meet him at his office.
Okay. Might want to find out where that is.
Heroes Incorporated.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We know where that is.
Okay, and I'll send him back a finger guns gif.
And he sends back a
eggplant.
Ew. No, he doesn't send back an eggplant.
Oh my god.
What's the matter with you? Jeepers.
I actually don't get the reference. I'm sorry.
An what? Eggplant gif?
Pardon me? Do you know what an eggplant emoji symbolizes?
I'm sorry, I'm
it's
stupid.
A dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know. What do you think it would symbolize?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay. So he just sends back a double thumbs up. We'll do that.
Fuck. Sorry.
I didn't believe the older people than me knew that. And
okay.
Okay. We drink, we eat, and be merry until tomorrow noon?
Yep.
Do we go train? Or
I think it'd probably be good if we just went back and tried to recover. And
well, one of the things that we benefit from with Chalkies and being able to benefit from the nachos and beers is the longer we stay, the better we keep. We don't really get in a bad state. We can rest, but we're not exactly exerting ourselves. So, it might be nice to just sort of be comrades and hang out for a little while. And
sure, because you basically have the whole team together, right?
Yeah.
The whole group. So
just talk.
I think you spend the night, talking. Obviously, talking about Slick, talking about your plans and all that kind of thing.
And Falstaff's hole that we could talk about, like the people that weren't there that when he was blasting.
The Falstaff hole. We bring in that. We're going way back there.
Well, we're just reminiscing. We're bringing up good times.
Exactly. So I think it goes into the wee hours of the morning. And although it's a pretty serious conversation because obviously it affects Terry. And I think, I think everybody kind of feels that. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to, talk about the time that you were in Powers Division doing that, doing the thing with the West Side Story rescues and all that kind of stuff. Some funny things from the past, but next day arrives and it's getting close to noon. And are you guys going to Heroes Inc?
Yeah, Heroes Inc.
So it's in Hillsboro.
You in the corner?
And we bring the other guys,
Badger and Obi.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Can I text my parents?
Sure.
And tell them.
That's a good idea.
What's going on with Alyssa?
Sure.
Okay.
And play that out.
So they have, they're not aware yet that you haven't told them.
They.
No,
we've been going this entire time. I haven't.
Well, you had like 3 months of training.
Oh, well then.
With betting.
No, I'm wondering about because that would be an interesting.
Well, yeah. Because... I feel like I should have thought about it earlier probably, but.
You were probably waiting for her to be captured and to be safe before giving that information to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'm at a point where I feel a little hopeless about it.
Yep.
And,
I can see that.
And I feel like I gotta turn to mom and dad.
Sure.
And say like,
"Hi, honey. What's up?
Is this my mom or my dad? How are your character voices going?"
it's your mom. British. It's your mom. Okay. Your dad's British.
My dad's
British.
Your dad's not
British. Jesus. And your mom's British. Yeah.
Your dad has been watching Downton Abbey all day long.
Oh my god. Faulty Downton.
Hi, honey. What's up?
I don't know if you've been watching much of the news lately. We've been featuring on it pretty often.
Yeah, I see. I hope you're being careful. Boy, it looks very scary. I still don't know about this whole superhero thing.
I know it's still a little new to me and it's a little scary, but here's something that adds an interesting dynamic to it, I guess. Have you been seeing the one that they're calling Slick?
Oh, she's that awful one with the dark hair and the black goo.
That's
she's
the
terrible.
One.
I see a young lady like that, and I think, thank God you didn't turn out like that.
How do I tell a parent?
Your mother must just
what
be.
What kind of parents did she have?
She didn't.
So
she was raised by wolves.
Such similar parents to my own. that's Alyssa.
And there's a long pause. What?
Yeah.
That's not funny, Terry.
I'm not laughing either. It's been a lot for me to be.
What are your parents' names again?
I didn't name them.
You didn't name them?
Mom and Dad.
So callous.
They were just Mom and Dad. I also had a brother that I didn't name.
Okay, so your mom yells out, "Harold! Pick up the extension!"
Hello?
Yeah, hi, what's up? What's going on? Oh, sorry, blimey, what's happening?
Crikey!
Crikey!
Hi, Dad.
And you realize that your crikey. Dad is didgeridooed.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
that
God.
Would be awesome, actually.
And my mom is drone.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
God.
We were grooming you, and it just
Wolf
didn't
work. Just fine, up in a beer. Wolf is just fine.
Wolf.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, Terry, what's going on?
I was just telling Mom, but, you know, you guys have been watching the news and keeping up with, like, how I'm doing with the superhero thing, and I think you've been
super
seeing...
proud of you. Super proud of you, girl. That's, you just, you do you. That's awesome.
Oh.
Harold, shut up and listen to her. What are you telling me to shut up for, Marie?
Both of you shut up.
What?
Right now.
Don't talk to your mother like that.
Okay, I gotta, for a second, because... The one that we've been fighting the most, this Slick girl.
Oh, she's terrible. I don't know what kind of parents she had.
Hold on, Dad. Hold on. Please. Because it's she's Alyssa.
What?
She's Alyssa. I found, when we were looking for her, we found her apartment and I found some of her old stuff and it was, I found a picture and I found her little rabbit and it's Alyssa.
Are you sure?
And the grudge that she's holding against me kind of cements it. She's so angry at me. She doesn't think that we cared enough to come find her.
I think there's a long pause. And your dad just says, "I can't." And he hangs up the phone. And your mom says, "Find her, Terry. Bring her back to us."
"I'm trying. I'll do my best."
"I know you will.
I love you."
"Love you too.
Love Dad too. Let him know."
"I will."
"Okay.
Be careful.
Talk soon.
Bye." Crikey. All right.
I'm going to cry now.
I like how these, all these really dramatic scenes, and they're all with Dart.
So far.
So Falstaff, it's all about, look at my assholes.
Yeah, Solfat, it's all about, hey, look at my sword. Yeah.
Full of sand all
sword
the time.
Sword, yeah, sand up my ass, yeah.
Okay, so...
Shall we go to...
Next day, you go to Heroes, Inc.
Heroes, Inc.
So Heroes, Inc., and JT fills you in a little bit. It's Calvin Murphy and his assistant or constant companion, Ox. Ox is a huge individual, very muscular. Calvin is a former superhero known as the Controller. He was involved in a tragic accident in the line of duty that cost him the use of his legs. And Ox, like I said, is his loyal constant companion and very loyal right hand. Heroes Inc. is a small office with a greeting area in front, and then the door into the back into a larger open meeting room. So you go into the front door. It's the four of you and Obi and Badger. And is Bert coming along?
Would she?
Is she too busy doing the feedback loop?
She is pretty busy doing the feedback
loop. Yeah, I don't
think maybe if
she's on comm.
But she does want. She would like to meet him because if he's going to have.
Oh, then
on brain on coming.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Brain
I didn't.
On brain. Brain on brain.
We
exactly.
don't want to interrupt the process, but.
Perfect.
So, we value her being there.
So as you go in the front door, Ox is there, and he's like,
"You the last line?"
"Yes, we are. Hello."
"That's obnoxiously cheerful."
"Oh, that's just me."
"Oh, fair enough."
I extend my hand. I shake his hand. I say, "I'm Dart."
And he shakes your hand back, and his hand is massive.
I try so hard to shake it.
And he says, "Follow me." So you go through the back, and there's a big meeting room, and there's another door set in the back. It looks a little bit more more armored and stuff. And you walk in, and there is a, basically, it's a heavily reinforced door, and it looks like this incredible, lack of a better term, just hub of information. There is a large desk that is surrounded by many, many computer screens. Calvin is sitting right in the middle of it. He's a quite a slight African-American man with round glasses, and there are just screens everywhere that have different scenes on them. And it almost looks like if you had access to every CCTV camera in the city, and they have on an image for a little bit, and then it goes away, and there's another image, and another image, and all of them, and he's just taken them all in. You can see the reflection in his glasses. And as you walk in, he says, "Last line. Nice to meet you in person. What can I do for you?"
"It's a pleasure to meet you in person."
"Yes."
And you guys have seen the art in the book of who he is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So, hi.
So,
did
hi.
Do you get YouTube in any of these?
He looks right at you and says, "That's hilarious."
It's what I do. It's what I drink and I make jokes.
Not necessarily in that order.
Not necessarily in that order, indeed. Yeah, so, yes, yeah, so we were hoping you might be able to help us out. We're having a certain, we're trying to break a bad habit of getting our butt kicked by the Fallen. And this girl who comes from a very nice family. Slick. Yes. Yes.
I'm fully aware of your issues.
Yes.
What can I do?
Well, we were hoping to figure out where they were. We're trying to figure out a way to come up with a plan in order to, vanquish them.
We need to find out at least where she is, if not all of them, and as much intel as you have that can help us prepare for what hopefully is the last time we meet with them.
Well, I've been talking with Lancer, and I've looked into them a little bit, and I have to be honest, they are proving exceptionally difficult to locate. I do have I do have this. And he puts up, he presses some keys on the computer, and he puts up on one side of the room, there's a huge bank of monitors, and it's basically an overview of the city. And it shows all these little red dots. And he says, these are the Fallen's targets over the last 6 months. So that encompasses the time before she joined, mm-hmm. and then after she joined, and the 3 months you guys are in training and everything. And he says, what's unique about them is that they look completely random. They're never the same type of institution two times in a row. It's never two bank jobs in a row. It's never two pharmaceutical companies in a row. And they're all over the city. And he said, I've been trying to discern a pattern. And their attacks all seem to be the same. And I think I mentioned to you guys before about this, that there's a distraction made mm-hmm. short distance away. Authorities or powers division protective units go there, yep. and it's Slick, and she teleports into the new place. And he said, I have not been able to discern a pattern as of yet, but I am working on it. What do you have in mind?
Well, what you just laid out, the pattern of the robberies, we're going to try and circumvent her teleporting into where the crime will occur. Hopefully we can get a similar situation set up, and then when she goes to go into say a bank or whatever it may have been, we hope to be able to try and capture her while she's teleporting.
Bert, do you want to tell him about your awesome idea?
So she says, yeah, oh, absolutely. And this is the first time Bert looks actually very nervous, because I think she's meeting, or like you say, another big brain.
Yeah.
And she says, well, actually, Mr. Murphy, and he just says, Calvin, just call me Calvin. She says, oh, okay, thank you. Actually, Mr. Murphy.
Jesus, Murphy.
We had the idea that because she's always teleporting away, if there was a way we could do like a feedback loop to basically counteract the ability to go into a dimension and appear somewhere else, that when she goes into the dimension, it just reverts back to the location that she teleported from. And she said, that's what I'm working on right now. And you see Calvin thinking for a minute, and he says, that's brilliant. That's really brilliant. He said, I'm, if you can do that, I am in awe. He said, that's not my
field,
but that's pretty impressive. And she blushes and
I give her like a little nudge with my elbow.
And she goes, well, it just makes sense to me. So that's what I'm working on. And so he says, so really what you need is someplace to draw her in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're working on right now. And if you have any insight,
make it something that they can't resist.
Right.
Exactly. So
give me an hour.
All right.
Okay. Is there a coffee shop around?
Yeah, there's a super sip on the corner.
Oh, good.
So brought my tea bag.
And with that, he
we bring it around.
You do work for Benning now, so you do have some.
Well, you know,
anyway, so with partial that,
old habits.
When he says, give me an hour, he immediately turns back to the computers, and it's just like completely, you guys don't exist.
Okay.
So so you've got an hour.
So, okay.
Let's should we go and get ourselves a coffee or tea or a mocha?
We could just
get a latte.
Wait. Well, okay.
Are you diversifying your taste now that you can afford it?
A caramel macchiato.
Caramel macchiato. That was originally my first drink, actually, with the Starbucks.
I hated it. But I see why people like it.
I love caramel macchiato. I see it.
Anyways, so
okay, an hour's gone by.
Yeah.
We're debating. No,
I think we would.
I was going to ask Dark how she was holding up.
Absolutely. Go for it.
How are you holding up?
We are so good at the role play part of this game.
It's a gift. It's a curse. No, I go like, hey, Dark, how are you holding up?
You know what? Well, I'm not doing great, but it feels a little better to have a direction at least. We know kind of we're getting a plan together. Yeah. It's kind of coming together. And I mean, my dad didn't want to hear me out. He doesn't really accept, I guess, that Alyssa's going through this or could be this bad of a person.
Mm-hmm.
But at least my mom's still holding a little hope and wants her to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to bring her home.
We'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah. it'll be fine eventually.
It'll be fine eventually.
It'll all be fine. It'll be fine.
I go over, I give you one of those little side one-arm hug things.
No.
And then I...
That was a big show of emotion for you.
That is. Well, no, that's you know, he cares about his team.
Yes.
He does. He doesn't care about much, but he does care about his team.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. He does feel very strong.
Well, yeah, he just hides been it in your lap the whole time.
Oh, even when I was walking around?
Yeah.
He's holding on like that. It's his dad kind of.
Attached.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Of course.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm sorry this has become such a horrendous problem for all of us.
Hey, I'm sorry you're absolutely involved. Absolutely. It's the fine. Truth. Like, if it wasn't this, it would be something else.
We're here for each other.
Sure it would be. But, you know, I'm sorry that it affects you directly.
You guys were there for me after the horrid haircuts I had early on.
Yeah, this is true. The haircuts that was really hard to deal with. All right, let's go see what Calvin's got in store for us.
We'll take that offline.
What? It's an hour already?
Yeah, it's real time.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Great for the editing.
Yeah. So you head back, and Ox is waiting for you in the front room, and he ushers you both, or sorry, all of you back to the room where Calvin is, and he's going, great, very punctual. I was just finishing up. I think we have a possible location that we can set something up. He said, I can put out some little bits of information about Prototech closing down an old facility and getting rid of all the equipment and and the items of interest stored there. But do it in such a way that it's just sort of chatter on the internet. And knowing Prototech, and Prototech, I don't know if you guys know, that's Knight and Overhaul from the Vanguard. That's their company.
Mm-hmm.
They would have some pretty expensive equipment and devices and things. And quite honestly, if the location is going to be closed down, I think it would be too much of an opportunity for them to pass up. He said, I can't guarantee it, but I think we might have something here.
More than we have.
I think it's worth a shot.
And he said, looking at the pattern, the no pattern, they have been steadily ramping up their takes over the past 6 months. It's subtle, but it is there. And this is just too big a score to pass up. And so the Prototech storage facility, it's in Anchorville in the shipyards, 725 Burlington Street. And it's actually, I think it would be great for our needs, because it's actually not one facility, it's four. It's four giant warehouses that take up four entire city blocks. All of the warehouses are joined by bridges over the roads that large forklifts can carry goods back and forth. So the different warehouses, and I'm just going to drop this in our group chat.
Love when that happens.
The four warehouses make up, one of them is shipping and receiving all goods, and he has the schematics for them that he has sent to each one of your personal devices. And they have a warm storage, they call it, but that's for everyday goods that can be at room temperature or above. They do have another warehouse with cold storage. These are all items and things that need to be kept under freezing. And then they have an R&D warehouse with, again, I'm not privy to everything that's in there, but knowing Knight and Overhaul, I've had the pleasure of meeting them a few times. It's going to be some pretty interesting stuff. So, I don't know. I think this is our best bet, but it's your guys' call.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, it looks like there's no way they can pass that up.
How much time do you think you need for the chatter to potentially get to them?
I think a few days.
Okay.
I think a few days. I think you guys need to make a plan of attack of where you're going to be in this place. If you're going to be separate, if you're going to be together, if you're whatever you're going to do. And
question about the plan. Sorry, it's hypothetically being shut down. Is it an active plant right now?
It's a storage facility.
So, but there is it is personed by people that are storing things there, or is it a dormant facility?
Right now, it's sort of dormant. It hasn't been an active facility for a long time. Knight and Overhaul moved most of their stuff to the Mount, where the Vanguard is located. So he said this is basically a dormant facility. They still own it, and they still keep a lot of stuff there, but it's not an active facility.
Okay, so no staffing, no... Nope. Okay.
It's all...
Storage.
Storage.
Okay. Has someone notified the Spirit Halloween about this?
The spirits butcher us.
And again, he looks at you with a completely blank face and says,
"That's pretty funny." And he says, "It's not an empty warehouse. From what I can understand, and all the information I can find, there is."
I mean, here's my only concern, sir, and this is me being serious now. Is there something in there that could potentially be harmful to us and to the public if these guys get their hands on them?
I have no way of knowing that.
Okay.
I think the thing is that it's too big of lure.
Yeah.
I know. Wanted to know if we're going to have to, justify them again.
The thing is, too, is I would... I don't think you guys can just waltz in there either. We're going to have to get clearance from Overhaul and Knight.
Yeah, right. We got to talk to some people.
Exactly. He said, I can go through back channels, and I'm sure, Lancer or your buddy Chalky will have some connections there that could get you in.
Because there are
security measures around the warehouse. It's not just an empty warehouse or like a warehouse just left for nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we could talk.
We could just not go to the Mount and knock on the door.
Just walk right up.
No, I think we should, if we're going to be setting up, battle stations and whatnot there, I think we should have an in with them. Like, we can't be there. I don't want to be shot. Like, I don't particularly enjoy being shot at. First. So.
Take your resistance to blunt kinetic.
Exactly.
If it's shooting.
Anyway, okay.
You have options.
We can also talk with Maddie and get kind of
of course, like we got connections.
We have a little bit of time. You said you need a couple days.
I think I need a couple days to plant the seed.
Can you hold a couple of days so that we can maybe? This is what I'm thinking: is that if it's a dormant facility and then suddenly there's a little bit of activity around it, it may tip our hand a little bit. If we have an opportunity to have this. Rumor brought out that this product is in there and it may be being moved and it does have value to it.
I'm not doing a product. I'm just saying they're closing it down.
Yeah, but that's what
I mean. So they're going to move everything out.
So if we show a ramping up of activity there, it would look natural because they're going to be moving everything out. Correct?
Fair enough.
So if we have a day or so to start making it look like it's ramping up naturally instead of a fleet of people coming in all of a sudden, then we could also probably infiltrate and be inside. Part of us, whomever needs to be in there, and set a trap.
Yep, absolutely. We'll get it done.
Okay, then let's go look at these schematics and make some plans.
Yes,
because I see a UPS table that is screaming my name.
Also, excellent.
Brown
Maddie.
Shorts, brown top. Big boots.
So do you guys, what do? Do you reconvene at Chalky's?
Yeah. We recommend at Chalky's.
So I think over the next few days,
You, you're talking about a plan. You're trying to work things out. Maddie has, Chalky and Maddie have been in contact with the Vanguard. They've got approval from Knight and Overhaul for this exercise. And she comes in one day and she's like, I just heard from Calvin.
Oh, and?
Oh, yes.
It's a go for tonight.
Tonight.
Brilliant.
Let's check in with Bert.
Wait.
Sorry, a go how? He figures they're coming at it tonight?
Yeah, it's been a few days. Yeah. He okay. says there's an 87% chance it'll be tonight.
Is Bert ready?
You can call her.
I would like to, because if we Hello. Don't have...
Hi, Bert.
Hey, Pioneer.
Hey, I was just going to call you guys. We're good. Anytime.
Good to go?
Anytime.
We got the green light for this evening.
Holy shit.
I also felt that way. Yeah.
Okay.
But,
are you? Yeah. Gonna, so is everybody going?
Oh.
You want to
yeah.
come?
Yeah.
I kind of would. I've you kind of want to come? In the field.
Okay.
Jesus, I mean, what am I setting myself up for next time? I've never been in the field. Well, at the very least, I need to come and set things up.
Come on down.
Well, excellent.
We appreciate you doing all this and working as hard as you have.
No problem.
And I'd love to see what you've got for us.
Excellent.
And Pioneer, is there going to be anything that you need from us? I'm sorry, you're on the phone to her. Can I have fine. The phone for a second?
You talk on speaker.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Pioneer. It's Paramount. Is there anything you need from us to help you set up?
No.
Okay. And you're going to run through what the concept is. Because it's tonight, so we need to hop on this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I send her the address.
Yeah. I've got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my computer screen. I got it.
725.
Okay. Burlington.
Street. I'm going to text Badger and say.
Oh, I think Badger's there.
Oh,
Badger,
he's there.
Badger and Gary, I think, are there. Like, you guys have been meeting at Chalky's, planning all this out and everything. And so he's like, yeah, tonight's the night. Maddie's like, okay, we'll. Let's do this. You know what? Let's take her down.
Yes. Her. Damn right.
Tonight. Huh?
Badger's like, that was the training exercise many, many months ago. You never sang then. You have a beautiful voice.
What can I tell you? It's a gift. Anyway, but we're coming full circle. You see, there's a theme here, Mr. Five.
It's synergy. That's fantastic.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So we are going to... How should they say, take the bitch down?
Well, I think that's exactly how you say it. Yes.
I cringe a little bit, but.
And you guys are about to go, we'll wrap it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that we didn't come up with a plan, though. Like
that's the start of next week.
All right.
You can tell me
where you're going to put everybody.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
So next week, or when we record next, it's the climactic conclusion to...
Oh, bum, bum, bum.
We can't hurt her that bad, guys. We can't hurt her that bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, we'll bring the bitch down gently.
Gently bring her down.
Yes.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
All right, cool. Thank you very much for listening, everyone.
Okay, thanks. Bye.